Cečka, Tuzex, and Trvala. For those growing up in the communist Czechoslovakia, these were all part of daily life. As of tomorrow, they can find out more about these trends in a new series called Retro, produced by Czech television. But why are Czechs suddenly so interested in looking back at their recent past? Rut Frankova went to ask Jan Rozkošný, the producer of the new show.
There was a gap of 20 years, so people probably only now go back to the 60s, 70s, 80s, which actually were not that great in Czechoslovakia. However, after 20, 30 years, many things and many events that happened to people are not that bad in their heads.
So would you say that the current trend of looking back into 1970s, 1980s, perhaps 1960s, does it reflect a change in the way we are looking at history?
I wouldn't say that. This has nothing to do with the history as such. This is the perception of ordinary people, how they lived in the 60s, 70s and 80s. And I think that's a normal thing, that sort of like in the course of our lives, we remember the good things and actually we try not to remember the bad things.
Aren't you afraid of being overly nostalgic?
That's a very good point. And my answer is no, because we don't want to come with some sort of East German nostalgia. We just want to reflect different views on 60s, 70s and 80s. So one part is, you know, just to show what was the mania at the time, you know, what everyone had to own to be in, to be cool. And the other side is that we also talk to economists, for example, and we try to discuss why this happened, why there were shortages on the market, for example. And the third part is that we also try to put all these things into context on international level to show what was in at the same time, let's say in Germany or in Poland, in the West and in the East.
And so what are some, at least some of the trends that you are going to introduce?
We want to look back on these little plastic seas called Cečka in Czech. We also want to describe how a supermarket looked like in the 70s and 80s. We also want to look back on some famous Czech cars like Tatra 603, and that's about it.
I have to go back to what you said about those little plastic seas, because our listeners may not understand what it is.
Well, actually, that's something I don't understand. I personally don't understand what was the mania about. But these little plastic Cs, it was a plastic letter in the form of C. And when I was a kid, when I was 10 years old, every kid just had to own it. Otherwise, he or she was totally out.
Little plastic Cs. Jan Rozkošný, producer of the new TV series Retro, speaking to Rut Frankova.